Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Happen will be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. We'll be with you until midnight, and the clock struck midnight on Cinderella Chicago tonight. Inches away, shall we say, from maybe pulling this one out, but falling 42-38 with the ball in their hands late, driving inside the five-yard line, and just was not to be here tonight.
Well, you shake your head and say, wow, what an effort. What an absolute total effort from this football team. And, you know, and we talked in the pregame about, you know, the 49ers and their ability on offense to score, and, you know, we were able to engage and took them to the final second. And, boy, you know, to drive all the way down and be right at the doorstep and not be able to pull off that last play. I got to tell you, the offense was magnificent. Unfortunately, you know, a couple of big drops that, you know, you even though we did get down there, you know, the two drops by Burden and then, of course, Colston Loveland at the on that last drive, possibly, you know, created the situation where we were in that do or die one last play to try to win it. But my gosh, what an absolute fantastic effort. And you got to think, even though we did not score, everybody across the NFL now not only is aware of the Bears, I think they're scared to play us. And everybody's walking out of that stadium tonight saying, how lucky are we, you know, the 49er fans, that they did not complete that last second pass into the end zone.
42-38 is the final, and we're going to wait to hear, because it appeared as Luther Burden was injured on the final play in the end zone. The ball one-hopping Jahdae Walker. It was very, very close. Caleb Williams under a lot of pressure as he was rolling to his left, and somehow able to throw that ball with, if he put another 2 feet on it, it could have been different. But again, there was a lot of plays in this game too that we could probably look back on to say only if we could have stopped the 49ers at some point during this game too.
Well, we did make them punt twice, you know.
That's a miracle.
And that is, you know, that's a kind of a moral victory. They hadn't had to punt the whole month of December. But all in all, you know, you hate to lose. You hate to lose a game like this that you really felt like you had such a great chance to win, OB. But the one thing that I think you can walk out of that stadium as a Bear tonight thinking, you know what? This is as good a team as we're going to see from now on. And we played them, you know, toe-to-toe, man-to-man to the last second of the clock. And you know, I hate to say moral victory, but, wow, what an effort.
Well, it was divine, but there was no
intervention tonight.
There was no intervention, but there was divine.
The Pope went to sleep.
One thing, and I agree with you, Dan, the one thing I take away from this game, because the 49ers, are they a decent football team? Do they have a quarterback that can put points on the board, move it up and down the field for four quarters? Yes, he can. But what I saw and what I think, I believe the Bears grew up tonight. I know we lost the game, folks, but I'm going to tell you what I think, they can play with anybody. They can play with anybody right now. To go out to Frisco and to battle it back and forth for four quarters. You came up short, but keep your heads up high. Keep your heads up high. It was a good game coached. I'll tell you what, we utilized their tight ends. I would like to see the running game a little bit more, Danny, but that didn't happen. But I'll tell you what, I think the Bears, in what I saw tonight, tells me, folks, and I've been around for quite a while, know a little bit about this game, I think the Bears have arrived. In other words, this year is not over with yet, okay? And then we're going in the next year and the next few years, and I'll tell you what, I think this team, what I saw tonight and what I believe, which I'm saying right now, this team, I believe, has arrived offensively and defensively and coaching. We have arrived. Even though we lost this game, we have arrived.
There's no question about it, OB. And I love the way you phrased that. You know, we kind of grew up tonight. Now,
yes,
think about this.
Even though we lost Danny, even though we lost, we showed that we can go on the road and play a pretty good team, although they had their major top stars were out. All things being said right there, I'm going to tell you what. That's what I wanted to see tonight, Dan. Can we run the ball? Can we pass the ball? Can we be coached well? And can we stay in the game for four quarters? Not miss the first quarter, not miss the second quarter, futz around half the third quarter, and then at the end of the game, you got to come back with a miracle finish. We went toe-to-toe with a damn good football team that's well-coached, and I'll tell you what, I couldn't be, even though we lost, I couldn't be prouder of this team than I am right now. I think we have arrived.
You know, Andy, and I got to tell you, look back a week ago. What happened here in Soldier Field, it was a miracle. And it was by a stroke of lightning, and it was a fluke. You can't count on that. But tonight, there were so many things that happened during the course of this game that you can hang your hat on.
Bingo.
All year long.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
They've arrived, Dan.
Yes,
this, again,
I agree.
Even though we lost.
Yes.
I'm telling you, folks, we have arrived. We have arrived. Are you going to win every game? Are you going to go 17-0? That's next to impossible, okay? If not, totally impossible. But, boy, this, I really have a good feeling inside me that this team, and I mean everybody, offense, defense, and the coaches, they have arrived, folks. I truly believe that.
And let's start with Caleb Williams. You know, there were a lot of really, really good throws tonight, a lot of really smart decisions, a lot of good things, especially in the second half. You know, think about it. You know, a few weeks ago I talked about the metrics of the game now and yada, yada. And even though in the first half we kind of were in it by, you know, hey, we had a pick six first play of the game. Crazy things happened. And then a bomb and then a freebie. You know, when the 49ers were offside and Caleb, you know, smartly threw it into the end zone for a touchdown to Colston Loveland. All that being said, the second half, it was like a prize fight. I mean, it was, you know, landing punches on both sides. And this team.
They didn't give up, Dan.
No.
They did not give up. That's what I love to see. Finally, that's how you become a champion. You don't give up. You don't give in.
You know, Andy and OB, you hit it right on the head. Tonight was the arrival of what I believe was a quality football team.
There you
Not
go.
Winning by a bunch of flukes and last second this and that and yada yada.
We hang with them, Dan, all the way through.
Yes. And you know what? I feel better right now about the Bears' chances. Not only beating Detroit next week, but getting into the playoffs and taking care of business, whatever, wherever we're going to wind up. All that being said, tonight was, it was a mark in the season where we all can kind of look at each other and say, hey, we belong. You know, up until now, it's been kind of the cardiac kids and nobody really taking us serious. I'm telling you, folks, this team, they made a believer out of me the way they fought tonight.
Those were exactly my words, what I said, Dan. I tell you what, I finally, I couldn't tell you in how long it's been. You want these kids to get out there and fight, and you want a coaching staff that actually knows what the hell they're doing. And even though we lost, you saw tonight. We went for four quarters, we answered the call, and time ran out on us. But, boy, they have arrived. Folks, they've arrived.
So Caleb Williams with 330 yards passing today. He's got 3,730 on the year. That is the third most in franchise history at this point with one game left.
3,000 how much?
3,730 yards.
He's 270 yards away from breaking 4,000.
Correct. And that would be something to watch maybe Sunday against the Detroit Lions. By the way,
I'd rather watch and see a win.
Yeah, that's
what the hell. I don't care if he throws for 400 yards or 40 yards. Let's win the damn football game. That's what you. That's the thought all week. Win.
Think about this, folks. we were out there against one of the best teams, best coach teams in all of football, and Caleb is in his second year. Loveland is a rookie. Luther Burden was the star of the game, and he's a rookie. And everywhere you look, there's youth. The left tackle, Trapillo, he played his butt off tonight. I mean, I'm telling you, there's going to be some good things down the road.
They've arrived.
All right, we're going to take our first time out here. We'll be with you till midnight tonight. We just got word that the Bears and the Lions game on Sunday at Soldier Field is Sunday at 3:25.
Oh!
3:25 kick on Sunday. We'll learn more about that as we move on here in our broadcast tonight. Bears fall just short to the San Francisco 49ers. 42-38 was the final. Much more coming up, including your phone calls, 312-981-7200.
I guarantee you the Lions are looking forward to this trip. Guarantee you they're not.
No. Happen OB, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Happen OB, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Highlights courtesy of NBC Sports. Bears fall 42-38 to the San Francisco 49ers. And again, next week, our game for the Bears is a 3:25 kick at Soldier Field against the Detroit Lions. And an interesting selection as far as what time the Bears should play coming up on this weekend. But we'll delve more into that as we get going here on the show. We'll be with you until midnight. 312-981-7200. That is our telephone number. Let's go out to the calls. And let's head out to Wisconsin and say hi to Bob. Bob, you're up with Happen OB. Go ahead.
Hey, it's always an honor and a privilege to speak to definition of purpose in each of your positions. Gentlemen, it's an honor, and Happy New Year.
Thank you.
And you've been so right all season, OB. You and Danny have said that when veracity meets determination, it equals defining the purpose of what a team is about. And I can't tell you what I saw tonight gives me more hope than I've had since 86, when I thought maybe we'll do it again.
You know, the
love
cool
you
thing,
guys.
Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
The cool thing that I see is I this doesn't mean just trying to say good things about the Bears and coaches and players. No, I'm telling you, it's the feeling that I get inside. You know, if we play lousy and things go wrong, guess what? You played lousy, and stupid things will happen to teams that play lousy or are coached lousy. I'm telling you, from what I've been seeing since this last, all these miracle finishes, I just finally wanted to see us play a good team. And I'll tell you what, we were about as far away from home as you can get, okay, on a Sunday night. And these guys, even though we lost, I am so happy because I truly feel in my heart and in my gut, we have finally arrived. We're a legitimate team. We're a legitimate contender from here on out.
I mean, yeah, you had to think at some point the 49ers were thinking, all right, if we keep this up, we're going to put these guys away because they can't stop us. We keep scoring, but yet they look across the other side of the field and they see Caleb Williams in this offense relentless and just kept coming.
The one thing that really jumps out at me is, you know, in the second half, we scored, you know, first time we got the ball, a touchdown. Then we went down and scored another touchdown. Then we got hung up there in the fourth quarter, had to settle for a field goal. And then right at the very end of the game, we're right there, at the doorstep,
yep.
Could have scored the winning touchdown. It was, again, relentless, and there was no quit. And that's all we've ever wanted. That's all we have ever asked of this football team. And my God, did they deliver it tonight? What a game. What a game. And you know what? I'm no fan of Collinsworth and Tirico, but they did a really good job of talking about how this game unfolded and all the different variables and all the different, you know, sidebars and all that. And it came down to the last second of the last play. I got to tell you. OB, your point about this team
has arrived.
They've legitimately. Yes, they are from up until tonight, folks. Everybody is. How about the Bears? And I kind of yeah, okay. Tonight we actually played toe to toe, legitimate championship style football, and it came up just a smidge short. But that's okay. We're still in a position to do everything we want to do.
49ers, of course, needing every win they can. They still have a shot at the number one seed. It's going to all come down to their game against the Seattle Seahawks next weekend in Santa Clara. And it's going to come right down to that game.
Seahawks will beat them. Yeah. The Seahawks will beat them. You know, I'm not really overly impressed with the 49ers, especially their defense. But all that being said, they stood up there at the last seconds and made some plays.
All right, 312-981-7200 is our number. Let's try to sneak one more in before we take our break at the top of the hour just before news. Let's go out to McHenry and say hi to Will. Will, you're up with Happen OB. Go ahead.
Hey, OB, I just want to let you know, like, I've been watching Bears football since 1999.
Okay.
And my father taught me all about the history of the Bears, and he always is disappointed. Always. And for the first time in my life watching the Bears with him, he's excited about the future.
Well, he must. You got the same feeling I've got, Will. I'll tell you what, even though it was a loss, I tell you what, we have arrived. We have arrived.
We found our guy, and I'm excited. And even though we lost, we found a way to stay in it.
Well, amen. Thanks, Will. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, I mean, the elephant in the room is the fact that we gave up 6 touchdowns. I mean, yeah, okay, our defense got us a score on the first play. I got it. But you can't give up 6 touchdowns. And again, you know, the 49ers without their all-pro tight end and left tackle, we had to find a way to stop them. We only did twice. We needed one more stop.
Two things quickly here that we have to work on and have to correct, Dan, is our third down efficiency. Again, we were 6 of 12, okay, 50%. And the other thing are the penalties. We have 7 penalties tonight. We had 10 last week for 105, and we had 7 penalties tonight for almost 40 yards. We've got to clean that up.
All right, we're going to take a time out here. We're going to get into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom to get an update on what's going on, also with the weather report, and then we will come back. We're with you till midnight tonight.
Hang in there, callers.
If you're on hold, please stay there. 312-981-7200. Happen will be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Hey, football fans, he's back. Longtime sponsor, nationwide agent Jeff Vukovich.
Vuk!
For all your auto, home, or business insurance needs, contact Vuk.
Vuk!
At jeffvuk.com. And remember, Nationwide is on your side. And time now for Who Brought It Today, sponsored by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois, the card to bring through it all. You heard one half of the tandem that we're going to give it to you today. That's Luther Burden. 9 targets, 8 receptions, 138 yards and a touchdown. The man that threw it to him also getting a nod, 25 of 42, Caleb Williams, 330 yards passing, 2 touchdowns, no picks, and a passer rating of 100.3. We're still trying to find out if Burden is okay. He was down in the end zone at the end of the game. And
I think he was exhausted.
Yeah, he needed assistance to get into the locker room. I'm scouring socials right now to find out if there's anything new. I have not seen anything to this point.
But think about this, folks. And you know, again, you know, Caleb Williams, obviously rookie last year, this year, first year in a very complicated system, was able to thrive on the road, you know, and, you know, situations where most of the game we were, you know, either even or down. But the offensive line, think about how well they're playing, OB. We had 440 yards of total offense, 0 quarterback sacks given up. You got to start, you know, thinking, hey, we're just scratching the surface here with this offense.
Danny, you got Trapillo at left tackle, Tooney at left guard, Dahlman center, Jackson at right guard, and Wright at right tackle. We don't have to worry about the offensive line for a few years down the road. And that is the big swing why we're doing better this year. Why are we? Because we finally got 5 guys that can help and take care of our quarterback, open up some holes for our running backs. You got Swift and Menungay. Today they had, what, like 17 carries between them for 92 yards. You know, and in passing, you had Swift and Menungay, 7 Seven targets. They caught five passes, and our receivers were Loveland, excuse me, and Komet were targeted 14 times and caught nine. That's the reason why we hung into this game, and that's why we're going to be in every game from here on out. Our running game with Swift and Manungai, and our passing game using our tight ends to open it up. And we finally, Dan, went to our backs and hit them coming out of the backfield. My, my.
Well, the four leading receivers, all rookies.
Yep.
Burden with eight catches. Loveland with six. Manungai with three. And Jade Walker makes another appearance today. A couple of great catches.
Real quick to the social medias. Luther Burden was being interviewed after the game. And his quote was, "I gave it my all out there, bro. Tired as hell." And hopefully that's all that it was.
Well, that's why everybody
that's
should pay.
Yeah. That's what he's... What the hell do you think you're supposed to do?
What, people thought he was hurt. He was just trying to let them know that he was not actually hurt. He was just exhausted and got off the field, and hopefully everything is okay. Hampton will be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Let's get out to the phones again. Let's head out to the Valley of the Sun. Let's go out to Mesa, Arizona. Let's head to John. John, you're up with Hampton OB. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. Hampton OB, first of all, I feel honored just to be on the show, but I'm going to make this quick. Okay, I'm fortunate to have a wife who will watch the Bears game with me, and she gets really into it, but she can't quite understand that even when you get 2, 3, 5 yards, it's still a good play. She wants a touchdown on every play, and as you guys as former NFL players, can you please explain that every yard counts, and every yard takes some kind of toll on the defense.
Well,
could
Johnny,
you tell me that.
Yeah, I tell you what, you got to go 10 yards to get a first down, okay? And you got four plays to do it. And somehow that doesn't seem like that should be really a tough thing to do. you know, you can run to the strong side, you can run to the weak side, you can pass to the strong side, you can pass to the weak side, you can throw downfield, you can throw over the middle, you can hit your backs coming out of the backfield. There's a lot of things you can do.
I'd like to see a touchdown every play, too. I'm with her.
It was almost like we were watching that
exactly
tonight.
Exactly right, like a track meet.
You know, I mean, that's it.
Well, there was 10 touchdowns in this football game. 10, count them, 10 touchdowns in this football game.
Well, the big deal, Dan, is that we're starting to hit the people running the football. We found out who they are. Swift and Manungai, run them till they can't run anymore. Loveland and Komet, our tight ends, pass to him till you can't pass anymore. I tell you what, again, and I hope the hell I'm really not overstating it, this is the first time I really felt positive and really super good about the Chicago Bears. And it's been many, many years, okay? And enough is enough, and I think we're on our way back. I think we're on our way back.
You know, Andy, and what he's saying is so true because, you know, we do the show and we, you know, try to analyze things and we don't want to be overly critical. Obviously,
it's hard not to be.
Well, he was a world champion and I was on a world champion. We won a lot of games. Hey, there's a certain way you have to do things in order to win those games. Well, we haven't seen enough of it. But tonight, we saw a football team that brought it and they were doing all the things we want them to do.
Even though we lost. Yep. I've never. This is the first time I've really been impressed in several years, and truly believing that do we really have the right coaching staff and the right team? And I truly believe it. After this game tonight, I truly believe it, folks. And I think you're going to see a great year come 26.
Well, we're not done with this one, but you know, 7 years ago in 2018. The Bears defense was pretty good. We had Khalil Mack and some of those guys. And the offense, you know, with Trubisky was hit and miss. But this team is completely different. It's led by the offense and the genius, if you will, of Ben Johnson. All that being said, a month ago, you and I both said the reason we are being successful is all these different reasons, but we still need our quarterback to show up. And we need our defensive line, the four down linemen, whoever they may be, to show up. Well, the quarterback is showing up. Dan, now the defensive line needs to get their ass in gear.
Yeah, I tell you what you just said about our quarterback. Finally, this kid is showing me. And I mean, he had several, as a matter of fact, far too many misfires, okay? But he's staying in there now, and he's proven to me up till here tonight that game after game, even though it's a miracle win and whatever have you, but he's staying in there, Dan. And when the throw needs to be counted on, he's making them. He's making them. We just got to get the other part fixed.
Big thanks tonight to Jake Melnick's for the great food spread they provided for us here tonight as we watch the ball game. Melnick's, your downtown sports bar destination, 41 East Superior in Chicago. Great Bears game day specials and Saturday and Sunday brunch selections as well. Plus, they already featured their new wing of the month flavor for January, the sweet and sour wings, which we got to sample here tonight, which are out of this world.
Delicious.
So make sure you add them to your next order at Jake's. Head to JakeMelnick's.com for more information.
You know what? It's like funny to me. I'm just thinking to myself, I'm in a joyous occasion.
Yes, you
because
are.
I'm telling you, I truly believe they've arrived, and this is something I've been waiting for. Oh my God, since '85, and I really feel wonderful about this team. And it comes on a loss. It comes on a loss, but damn it, this team has arrived. I'm telling you, they have arrived.
I'm gobsmacked. That he's so excited.
I'm all with, too, yes.
Hey, but you know what? It doesn't happen always with a win. Tonight's loss kind of told us what we wanted to know.
42-38, it was the 49ers over the Bears tonight. Much more of our Hampton OB postgame show coming up. We'll take it till midnight tonight.
Give us a call.
312-981-7200 is our number. Hampton OB, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Bears head coach Ben Johnson, following the loss, talking about his quarterback Caleb Williams, who tonight in the loss, 42-38, threw for 330 yards, a couple of touchdowns, no picks, 42 pass attempts, and he completed 25 of those. We're trying to think of a Mueller Auto Group game-changing moment, which is sponsored by the Mueller family of dealerships with locations in Hoffman Estates, Gurnee, Highland Park, and Merrillville. I mean, there was nothing really glaring that said, okay, this is the reason that the Bears lost this game or did not win this game. Maybe having to settle for a field goal on one drive might have been because it was a touchdown game, but that's really about it.
Well, and exactly that. You know, Torrey Taylor, our punter, we had to punt three times tonight, folks. He almost averaged 60 yards a punt, 59 yards, you know, something like that. All that being said, you know, you settle for a field goal. A lot of times you feel pretty good about it. But tonight you knew.
Yep.
You just knew the field goal was going to come back and bite us, and it certainly did.
Yeah, Brock Purdy, he was special tonight. I mean, and there's really no other way about it. It was 24-33 for 303 yards. But the way he was moving the ball around the field, first of all, with his arm, and then you had to respect his legs as well tonight.
The thing about it is, you know, and he had a turf toe. And a lot of times when a quarterback comes back from an injury, he's going to protect it. He's not going to get around and run. And he was exquisite, getting out, making big plays on the bootlegs, clowning on us down at the goal line. Yep. When he dodged a couple of Booker and Billings and threw the ball to the fullback in the corner of the end zone that had nobody covering it.
Listen, we can't rely on Caleb Williams being a miracle man for 17 weeks. I don't care what year or whatever. We just can't. But what we do have, we've got an offensive line, finally, that you can win a Super Bowl with. We've got two running backs in Swift and Manungai that you can win a Super Bowl with. We have two tight ends, Loveland and Komet, that you can win a Super Bowl with. Just what I said. We need those people. And will they get better during the offseason? Yes, they will. Where do we need some help? We need some help on our defensive line, pass rushing. We don't have pass rushers. That's where we need, that's where our weakness is. But I'll tell you what, going into year 26, I'm really looking forward to a super year. Watch out Detroit, watch out Green Bay, and watch out Minnesota. We're coming.
Happen to be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. 312-981-7200 is the phone number.
Yeah, and my whole point of what I just said, we don't have to fix an offense. We don't have to fix a quarterback. We don't have to fix a running back situation, an offensive line situation, a receiver situation. We've got them. We've got them.
Fixed.
Fixed. Check the box right there. All right, back out to the phones we go. Let's head out to New York and say hi to Mike. Mike, you're up with Hampton OB. Go ahead.
Hey, Hampton OB. Long-time listener. Just want to get your thoughts on the last play there. 4 seconds left to go. Why not hand the ball off? Sometimes I feel like Ben Johnson gets a little bit too creative. Why not just hand it off?
Well, I think you did because you got like four receivers running around in the end zone trying to break loose. And you've got a quarterback that actually, you know, can run either to the stronger weak side, and he's proven it time after time that if he can take it in the end zone, he'll take it in the end zone. So I think there was just all those options of him running and throwing the ball to our receivers. I think that was I agree with that play. I like that call, but it's just, you know what, 11 guys that play for that team, they play defense. That's what they get paid to do, to stop it. And it didn't happen.
You know, my thought is, okay, when you're out there at the 50-yard line, those safeties are 18 yards deep. And if you can't, you know, really start gashing people, when you're down on the goal line, those safeties are a yard off the goal line. They're right there. So, you know, thinking that you can run with everything so compacted in there, I like the play call. Unfortunately, you know, and as well as he played, Caleb, you know, I watched Josh Allen today. He had a chance to win the game in overtime, and he made a bad throw. Caleb made a bad throw on that last one. It was in the dirt. He had to give Jahdae Walker a chance. He didn't.
Yeah, well, he was certainly under a lot of pressure,
he was.
Dan.
He was.
You know, and everybody's running around and whatever have you, and he thought he could just throw it. Where he thought somebody might be, and another miracle finish, and it didn't happen. But I'm going to tell you, this team has arrived. They have arrived.
So Eli was listening to Ben Johnson's post-game commentary, and about that last play, excuse me, Johnson said the play call was late coming in on the final play, and it was a busted play, and it was something that
they
tried to make something happen there.
Remember, they did the hook and ladle, and they get it down there, and the clock's burning, and there's no time. I mean, it was hurry up, get the offense in, and we had to kill the clock.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had one play left, and, you know, it's chaos.
Yeah.
It really is.
So that was a situation where they got that call in late, and Ben was also backing up the hook and ladder, said he would do it again. They had plenty of time. I thought it was a good try. I mean, it's easier.
Good throw. Everybody's happy.
Everybody's
it was
happy.
Divine, but no intervention this time. Okay,
yeah, so
that's the answer. It was divine, but no intervention.
Yeah, the ground. It was in the intervention. Unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately is right. So 42-38 is the final.
Miracles.
Yep. And you know, it may seem strange to hear you guys as happy as you are about this, but then you know, I'm thinking
it's the feeling I have, Andy.
But it's the
I'm serious as I could be. I'm telling you, that's why I'm so happy about, because I've got a feeling inside me, because I do have some kind of an idea of how to win and be a world champion, and so do the gentleman my right. And I'll tell you what, I think they have arrived. Why? We're set offensively. We're set to go for 2026. We're set and ready to roll.
And I agree with you. I wanted to say that. I mean, I agree. Watching the ending of that game, again, and it was the confidence that young kid has as the quarterback with Ben Johnson making the play calls. Those two guys are definitely on the same wavelength, and that's something we have not seen around here in a very long time.
We haven't seen an offensive line. We haven't seen receiver. We haven't seen anything. That's why we're getting pounded every game
year after year.
I mean, that's what the record shows.
Agreed.
Again, the elephant in the room is, you know, six touchdowns given up. We've got to be able to find a way to generate some kind of pass rush. I mean, it's a shame. Booker
was
spotty, but nobody else.
Yeah, but the thing that goes along with what you just said, we didn't give up. We gave up six touchdowns, But we did, as a team,
had a chance to win.
Yeah, we did not give up. And that's what I love to see.
Amen.
All right, 30 minutes left on our postgame show here tonight. It's 42-38. The 49ers beat the Bears. Bears and the Lions from Soldier Field next weekend, next Sunday at 3:25. That's the kick time. We'll keep you posted on our pre- and postgame situation as the week goes on here. Of course, they keep us scrambling because they announced it the week of.
I hear you.
Just crazy. But
I have other words, but I can't say it over the airwaves.
We will do what the Bears did. They will overcome and adapt. And that's what we will do.
Oh, very nice. Divine.
All right, exactly right. All right, we'll head to the newsroom here in just a second. Hampton will be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Bears quarterback Caleb Williams saying kind of what we're saying, that the Bears can hang with the best of them, especially on offense, even though they lost tonight 42-38.
Hampton will be proved it to me.
Yep, Hampton will be.
Tonight proved it.
Hampton will be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
He threw the ball 42 times. He didn't have an interception. And you can't say that about Brock Purdy. First play of the game was a pick six. And after that, no turnovers the entire game.
Danny, if we don't have those five guys that I mentioned, if we don't have those five guys, forget about throwing a football.
Yeah, I mean, forget about running it too.
Yeah, that's the key to the success of this team this year. If you had one pick on what group, offense, defense, line, offensive line, defensive linebackers, running backs, I would say it's our offensive line number one in a runaway. Because Caleb Williams wouldn't be able to do anything if he didn't have those five guys up front and our two running backs who are damn good, they wouldn't be running like they are if we didn't have those five guys up front.
Oh, yeah.
That's the big difference I've seen in years. We finally got five guys that can stand up and get the job done.
And what about the fact Caleb has played every down of every game? He hasn't been hurt. Think about the 49ers, eight weeks ago.
And guess where does that go to, Dan? Points right to the offensive line.
Exactly.
He's not getting killed back there.
Exactly. And in a big picture way, folks, and we're not minimizing the loss. Okay, it's a loss. I got it. But what we saw tonight was a legitimate football team with tenacity and great effort until the last second of the game. Luther Burden, I'm glad he was exhausted.
Yeah.
That's the way they all should be at the end of every game.
Think about the names that were on the offensive line in the last couple of years. I just wrote down a couple of them just off the top of my head. Oh. Cody Whitehair.
Sam Mustafa.
Lucas Patrick. Larry Borum. Braxton Jones, well, this was recent. He was recent too, and Tevin Jenkins. Tell me that
good riddance.
Any one of these guys could start against any one of the guys we have right now.
No way.
I'm telling you, and what I have said last week, the difference on this year. If you were to pick one position, a set of quarterbacks, running backs, however you want to go, the biggest change was our offensive line.
Amen.
And boy, did we need them. We needed five guys to take care of that quarterback and to make those runners run and to get a chance for that quarterback to throw the ball, so they protection to throw the football. Yeah. And that to me is number one. Our offensive line, kudos. Those guys are terrific.
Would you think maybe number two on that list would be the Bears secondary? Because I think without them, it's much worse defensively.
Oh, I'll buy what you say.
Okay.
No question about it. And the first two-thirds of the season, the last few weeks, the secondary started taking, some hits. All that being said, for us to continue to lead the NFL in turnovers, mainly because of the play of the secondary, is astonishing. With no pressure. I watch these games all day, folks, and you do too. And you see quarterbacks running and throwing the ball up and getting hit and all that. The opposing quarterback, they don't get touched, on our side. We don't have anybody pressuring the quarterback. It's crazy.
Not one of our basic four-down linemen, Dan, they cannot get the job done.
No, they're
just
inadequate.
Folks, I'm not being negative. I'm just telling you what I see and what Dan just said, okay? that we really don't apply the pressure. We have to come with all kinds of line tricks and with blitzes. Linebacker blitzes and with D-back, corner blitzes, safety blitzes to get to the passer. We don't have four down linemen, but boy, we damn sure have five good offensive linemen. I'll tell you what, I tip my hat to them. And Caleb Williams, boy, did he need, he needed five guys, and we've got them. He's doing well. Our receivers are doing well, and our offense is doing well.
Kudos. You know, think about this. And again, kudos to Ben Johnson. And I, when we did the draft show, I said this wasn't Ryan Poles' draft. This was Ben Johnson's draft and the free agency signings of that interior offensive line.
And then his philosophy after the first two, 3 weeks of this season starting the real games where he didn't play anybody in the exhibition games and the way they were practicing. And he came out and he was vocal about it. He was vocal about it. He said, we got to stop this. We got to get more intensity in our practices.
Well, and part of that is a byproduct of you allowing your starters to not even, you know, do anything in the preseason.
Yeah, well, they were selling sunglasses and T-shirts.
Yeah, and how do you create a sense of urgency for the opener if they don't play? If they don't practice hard, they don't, you know, engage in the preseason, and there's no wrap-up for the, you know, opening game and the intensity that we, you know, see the teams play with now.
Dan, yeah, you got to get rhythm in the offensive line. You got to get rhythm in the passing game with your receivers, the running backs, the camaraderie. And you're not going to get it by the day of an exhibition game with 22 guys sitting on the bench running up and down with shorts on. It doesn't work.
You know, the other thing, too, we talk about Dennis Allen quite a bit and the fact that, you know, there's something to be maligned on that defense. Obviously, we've talked about it then. That's the front four. But think about some of the guys he's had the input to bring in this year. DeMarco Jackson, who was a player of the week in the NFC during the week against the Browns.
Nation Wright. Two-time NFC player.
And also C.J. Gardner-Johnson, who he had in New Orleans early in that young man's career. You think about the impact that those three players have had on this defense right away, and, you know, it's directly tied to Dennis Allen.
I'll tell you what, you got to give the kudos to the coaches, especially our defensive backfield coach, Danny.
Al Harris.
I'll tell you what, those four guys back there, they're playing in harmony. One goes down, the next guy steps in, next man up, and it's working. And I mean, for a long time, you get a starter go out, and usually the backup comes in, folks. It goes down a notch or two. Not with this team. The backup, he steps up to the plate, and he handles it. And kudos to the defensive back coach.
Yeah, Al Harris. And how about Antoine Randall L?
Mm-hmm.
He is the receiver coach. And where Luther Burden was a non-factor in September, and now he's the playmaker. You know, how he has developed Luther Burden. That is fantastic. And Dan Roschar, the offensive line coach, he has been, you know, the hidden hand getting this offensive line to work. And they were trying different combinations. Remember, Braxton Jones started early. He was kind of sent to the bench. And then, of course, Theo Benedict came in. And then he couldn't handle it. And so now this rookie,
Trapillo, is the guy that cemented it.
And yes.
Our left tackle, the rookie. The
guy is Ozzie Trapillo.
Yeah, he's like the size of a gigantic house that can actually play football, and he's a rookie. And I'll tell you what, he is the guy. He's the guy that tipped it off, Dan. He topped it off, I mean. There are five guys. He was the missing link. And he stepped in, and he took care of business.
Yeah, and think of the total impact of all the rookies on the offensive side. You know, Burden, Monongai, Trapillo.
Loveland.
Colston Loveland had his first drop of the year tonight, and it was costly.
Yeah.
You can, you know, I don't want to harp on him because he's been truly, truly amazing. The best hands on the football team, but that was a big drop. And then, you know, Burton had one or two later. Yep.
Well, yeah. we had the three tight ends that played, obviously, and they were targeted 14 times and caught 9. I like to see it in the 18, 19, 17 targeted areas for Cole Kmet and for Loveland. Smith or Smythe, he's good enough to make the team and he's good enough to play. But I'll tell you what, Loveland and Kmet are two people that can win for us, and they've got to be used more. Opens up our passing game.
And, you know, we had talked a little bit, midway through the season, early in the season, about our expectations for the Ben Johnson offense, and we all, to a man here, agreed that the Bears, at that point, did not have the talent that he had in Detroit. But now, look, he's developed a two-headed monster as a running back situation with Munungai and with Swift. He's developed two tight ends, Laporta and whoever else would come in at that point. And he's got an offensive line that he had when he was with the Lions.
That's why we are where we are.
Exactly. Now we're following that arc, and now we're getting to the point where it's running smooth.
Yeah, and Detroit, we're going to see him Sunday in the finale. Their offensive line has fallen apart.
Correct.
And that nothing like it was the last 2 years. So, you know, hopefully our defensive line will respond in kind and make some plays.
Well, that brings tears to my eyes.
I know.
Detroit's offensive line is not doing so well.
I'll get you some Kleenex during the break here, okay? We'll let you cry it out during the break here. 312-981-7200. That's our phone number. We've got one more segment to go here on the postgame show. Bears lost the game tonight. They had a chance at a seventh comeback trailing with 2 minutes to go in the
Wouldn't
fourth.
Wouldn't that been something
it would have been amazing.
For the books?
It would have been
would
amazing.
Would that have been something for the books?
And they fell 2 yards short at the very end of the game, 42-38. 49ers beat the Bears. Again, the Bears and the Lions next weekend, 3:25. We'll keep you updated on our plans for our pregame show and postgame activities coming up next week during this upcoming week. Hampton OB, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. It's time for Dan Hampton's Defensive Player of the Game, sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. T.J. Edwards got the game off with a bang there. Tip pass from Jalen Johnson. And the pick six to get things rolling. And the Bears took a very quick 7-0 lead. T.J. Edwards with 9 total tackles in this game, plus that interception. He's one of those dependable linebackers. I'd love to see more DeMarco Jackson, to be honest with you, in there as well. But Noah Sewell was hurt today as well. He got carted off the field. We did not get any real updates on his condition either. But T.J. Edwards deserving of the honor today.
T.J. Edwards is now the leader of the defense. There's no question about it in my mind. And the last couple of years, he's proved it. And, you know, he was injured, and we missed him when he was out. Now he's back. He's playing his normal A game. And we're gonna be just fine with T.J., you know, when he's on the field. By the way, let's real quick, folks, here's the thing. The Philadelphia Eagles won today. They beat Buffalo. Now they are 11 wins, and we are at 11 wins. If we win next week, the Eagles, they got to play Washington. You can just almost count that. So if we win and they win, we will still be the number two seed because of the head-to-head fact that we won.
Win. Right.
So if we're number two, that means we would play the seventh seed. Now that could very well be the Green Bay Packers.
Yep.
So, you know,
which I wouldn't be looking forward to.
Well, I will tell you this. Some people I talked to, they didn't play well yesterday. They didn't start Jordan Love. They've got another game to play up in Minnesota. He may not play in that one. Who knows?
True.
Because they're in and they really can't do anything to improve their position. So, At the very least, I would be thinking we're going to see the Packers back here in Soldier Field.
You know, the reason why I said that, Dan, a Bear-Packer game, you can take all the records and all whatever numbers you could think of, injuries, whatever, and throw them out the window. You know?
Yeah, I agree.
It's a backyard brawl is what it is. and who the hell knows how it's going to come. And that just happens to be the way it has been, Dan, for decades.
Real quick, too, looking through some of the social media posts tonight, Patrick Finley does a great job covering the Bears for the Chicago Sun-Times. Posted this on X tonight. Says the Bears lost a game but passed the test. The Bears looked like they belonged, even in a defeat.
Wow.
Somebody's listening to our show, huh?
Yeah,
I would.
Way out there in Santa
you
Clara.
You gotta be kidding me. That was the first thing out of my mouth.
Exactly right. Exactly right. But it's nice to see that, you know, everybody's kind of on board with this whole thing. And, you know, it stinks to lose, and it would have been really nice to still have a heartbeat for that number one seed and a bye, which would be great. It's not going to be in the cards. It's going to take the seventh miracle to be able to do that.
Andy and Dan, I've had my reservations about this team.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I had my reservations about our head coach.
Yep.
I mean, it was great that he was coming here. I thought he was the guy. And then what they did in training camp in the exhibition season, I'm thinking, what the hell is this guy thinking about? What happened to the real Ben Johnson coming from Detroit? And the real Ben Johnson showed up, and our real team, and it showed up today who we are. We can compete with anybody. That's what this game showed me.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, and this was not one of those games where the 49ers were able to run and hide, especially at home, and knowing that it was a really important game for the 49ers and a possibility of getting that number one seed still in existence. And you would think, too, I mean, a normal Bears team that we've seen over the last few years, if they get down or if they get into one of these kind of shootout situations, it doesn't end well, and it doesn't ever look good at the very end. But this Bears team was 2 yards away from their seventh miracle comeback of the year, and what a nice that would have been if it would have ended that way.
But real quick, let's kind of peel it back a little bit. We didn't do anything in the first half against the Green Bay game up there. Then when we played Green Bay down here and we won with the miracle finish, we didn't do anything for three quarters. Tonight, you know, we got a little bit going, but you know, I know you're talking about this running game that we need, you know, to not only rely on but count on, and it makes
our passing game go
well. But I think, you know, early in the second quarter we had run the ball three times and thrown it eight. It's almost like Ben Johnson's trying to go against, you know, type and trying to do a little something different. And one thing that was lost in that miracle comeback last week was that idiotic play on the goal line where Cole Kmet was at quarterback and they snapped the ball through his legs.
Trickery and deceit.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is let's hope that Ben Johnson is learning on the fly as well. Yes, he's a great schemer. He's a great play caller. But for whatever reason, we're not really getting in sync until way late into football games, and that's something that you really got to start worrying about.
What I like about Ben Johnson, if he misspeaks or makes a mistake, he stands up to it. He stands up to it. He doesn't run. He doesn't hide. He doesn't say, oh, I really didn't mean that or whatever. He takes the criticism, and then he sees it, and he makes the corrections. That's what I've seen him do since the day we got him here, and the different changes in his style of coaching.
In the big picture, tonight's loss doesn't mean as much, especially when we have a chance to win next week and get the number two seed.
All right, that's going to do it for us here tonight. Happen OB, 42-38, the 49ers beat the Bears. Happen OB has been sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. A big thanks to Eli and Sammy on the other side of the glass.
They're the best.
We wish our buddy Jack a healthy and speedy recovery. We'd like to see him back here next week for us.
Yeah, Jack, get back here.
Exactly right. Krista and Bob, the engineers tonight as well. Bears and Lions, 3:25 next weekend, next Sunday at Soldier Field. Stay tuned to this very radio station. We'll have some updates for you on exactly when our pregame show is going to start and when our postgame show will start next weekend.
Thank you, callers, for staying up with us.
All right, gentlemen, thank you as always as well, and we will talk to you next Sunday. Happen OB has been sponsored by local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.